We have several in our congregation today who have participated for many years now in the Moravian Love Feast. And it's truly an outreach ministry in this community. Many people have commented about how beautiful and wonderful the service is, the Moravian Love Feast that was held a couple of weeks ago. Now, how many of you have participated or been one of those that worked, that brought in things? Okay, good group. It's really an outreach. Our outreach of this church that says to us and says to the world that Christ works in many different ways and through the lives of many people. Just the coordination of coming in and handing out the bread, and then the coming of bringing of cups that have a type of coffee in it, handing them out, taking them up, carrying them back downstairs so they can start washing, and they do that. And then the sharing of the music and the candlelight and the being together and having a meal. It's a significant time. Many lives have been touched by it, and words of appreciation have been expressed. So I think it's a real mission moment in the life of Long Memorial United Methodist Church. Thank you for all that you do to make it a mission moment. And thank you to all who have served in boards and agencies through the life of this church. And your term is coming to an end on the 31st of December. But new people behind you will be coming on to take on that leadership position. I'm very grateful for all of you and all that you have done. And the new pastor will be pleased to have the new ones that are there to serve in these particular areas. Thanks be to God that He gives us the privilege of serving and giving expression of our discipline to be one of God's people. Before I read the scripture lesson for this morning, need to tell you that the title of the sermon that is listed in the bulletin as "Where is Your Thin Place?" That was used on Christmas Eve, and it was describing how at this time of the year the Celtics had a tradition that a thin place was there during the season of the year because it combined heaven as Jesus was born with earthly presence as God poured Himself into the life of an infant babe on this earth. And the question was, where is your thin place where you can look through that almost as if it is a veil and see the heavens and see eternal life, that you can see God? All of us have those thin places in our lives, and we need to cultivate them, to nourish them, to help them to grow, and to seek to visit them as frequently as we can. We like to think of the church as a place where it's a thin place where God is revealed in our earthly life to touch us. The railings at the altar have been used for people to kneel and bear in prayer as they seek to lift their thoughts to God and their hearts and their lives. Someone suggested that maybe we should have communion by kneeling some and also doing it by intention. But wherever your place is, where is your thin place? Find it, cultivate it, and may the scriptures be your guide, and may your prayer life be your strength. Our scripture lesson this morning is from the Gospel according to St. Luke. This is a scripture passage that is supposedly taking a few days after Christ's birth. Hear these words now as I read them, beginning with the 22nd verse of that second chapter. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him in the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said of the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the customs of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to thy people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set before the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against. And a sword will pierce through your own souls also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and as a widow till she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Israel. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Another verse that says a lot in Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. The law was so important. I don't know of any words to describe how uplifted and holy the law was to the people then. The law has been described as the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, or the Torah, the law. The law was held. People gave their lives to studying the law, following the law, looking at each dot and tittle of the law, of knowing the law by heart, of wearing it little scrolls on the hems of our garments. The law was so important that it was lifted up almost as something that was worshipped, and in certain sense it was. And Jesus' parents carried him to the temple Because they were good Jewish folks. They went. And the scripture says Jesus went to the temple as was his custom on the Sabbath day. And they went to carry Jesus for the rite of purification. And they carried Jesus to the temple as an infant. Now, infants are admired, cooed at, loved, cared for. But you notice how it happens in our society that many young children, because the parents are working, are carried and placed in whatever facilities will take care of them. Anna and Simeon were in a similar boat because they were aged or older adults, or however you want to describe them. Since I'm one, I'm wondering about it. But they have been known to be put on a shelf, admired and talked to, but not seen as a real workforce to produce and to help the economy. So you have these two, young children, older adults, and that takes place when Jesus comes to the temple for the rites of purification. And these two people meet them. Simeon, older man, full of the Holy Spirit, and he was delighted because he had been promised by the Holy Spirit to see the Messiah before he died. And so he was delighted to see and was overjoyed and offer words of exclamation. And then Anna, the prophetess, she had been fasting and in the temple praising God night and day. She was 84 years old, it says. But she got to see the Christ child and she was rejoicing. How about us today? How do we rejoice over young children, infants, and older adults in our society? Maybe that was kind of a setup by the writer of the Gospel of Luke, or it might have been intentional by our Lord. These people, these two groups, infants, older adults, you remember through the scriptures how Jesus talked about helping people that were disenfranchised. The poor, the lonely, the hungry, those in prison. And that was an emphasis throughout his ministry. If you want to look it up in the scriptures and read those things that he said. Remember how I said, when have I seen thee hungry or thirsty or in prison or lonely or naked and have not clothed thee? Inasmuch as you have done it one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. So Christ maybe was setting that up to say, sometimes these people don't get much notoriety in our society. And he knew that was going to be there. How is it with us in our society today? Do we pay a lot of attention? Oh, yes. We're grateful for young childs. We put a rose on the altar and we lift them up. But the training that is taking place later, that they may know of the Lord Jesus Christ, the children's sermon that Pam does such a great job with and lifting up things that they might learn and know and realize and come to a realization that Jesus is the Lord of their life. How is it that we treat older adults? Many churches have what we call the older adult council, where they seek to provide things for them to be involved in. We have many different facilities that are there for older adults that are moved from home when they cannot take care of themselves, and to facilities that are there to take care of mostly their physical needs. And they do a lot in some areas to develop their spiritual needs. But these are two places in society where we don't concentrate a lot of effort in. Maybe that's a message from this purification rite that Jesus went for at the temple. Now you remember the temple had the Holy of Holies, where only specific people could go there. And the outside of the Holy of Holies, there was a court, big and large. And people could go there. But remember that if you were a female, you didn't have full range like your husband. You could not go all those places. But because you were female, the women's right was not there, according to the Jewish tradition, the temple. But Anna had been there, and there was Simeon. They were in the courts, and they recognized when the parents of Jesus came in with the babe, and they acknowledged it and were grateful. And Simeon was so pleased that he was able to view his Messiah. Where are we in how we do in our society today? Taking care of older adults in our congregation? Taking care of our children? I think we do a wonderful job in the preschool program we have here at Long Memorial. For the teaching and bringing to mind and getting them to memorize and to look at who they are as children. Teaching them about the Bible. I hadn't told Jeff yet, but maybe I have, that every Monday morning, the pastor is to come in, be here at 9:30, and to work with that young... Have we told him, Pam? Not yet. But he's learning a lot. He'll learn a lot. But it's wonderful when it's about 100 or more children come in, 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds. And they are ready, you know, for about anything. I walked over this way my first Monday morning, and the little girl said, "This is Jimmy. He thinks this is boring." Now, one of them, I said, "Jimmy, I hope it won't be boring for you this morning." We sang a few songs and a few words, but they are so honest and open and tell you where they are and what's going on with their life. But to share with them in music, if you're happy and you know it, say amen. They can do it. I mean, they have some volume. They lift it up. They know how to do it. And they will praise God with their lives. And they do. I'm grateful for all those teachers that are working, being a part of that from many different communities of faith in our area. But what are we doing to instill within them? We can pray. We can visit, we can seek to have programs that will help, but the greatest thing we can do is have it in our heart to reach out in the name of Christ, because He is the Lord of all and the one that we should do. There are so many different varieties of things that are happening in our world. There might even be a way to text it. I don't know. I know that those things are there for us to use to proclaim the gospel. And it would be good for us to do more in that area, to be able to proclaim God as Lord of all, and to give thanks for the birth of infants and for the wisdom and the insight and the instruction that's available from our older adults. But bless us all. May God direct us as we seek to be those people who love and who care and who share. Amen.